With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden made some untimely verbal flubs with his political future in doubt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Facing intense scrutiny over his advanced age and mental acuity, the president made a gaffe at the NATO summit when he introduced Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Later, at a high-stakes press conference, Mr. Biden mistakenly identified his own vice president, Kamala Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
The president insisted he's up to the job and is the best qualified candidate in the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is pushing back on former House Speaker Pelosi's suggestion that Joe Biden should drop his bid for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman told CNN Pelosi herself has never run for higher office. In his words, I would say, as far as I know, she's never run for any office outside of the House, and she's never run for the president, and she's certainly never won that. Fetterman says Biden has made it clear he's decided to take his campaign all the way through the convention and into November, and that, quote, I have his back 100%. Bob Agner reporting.
The legal defense fund for a Texas whistleblower surgeon recently surpassed $1 million. Dr. Ethan Heim exposed Texas Children's Hospital's illegal transgender procedures on minors and was then charged with four felony counts by the Biden Department of Justice. The feds claim that he violated HIPAA laws, but the doctor says all patient information was blacked out. He leaked the information to journalist Christopher Rufo last year after Texas Christian claimed it had stopped the procedures. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott labeled them as child abuse. Heim says he believes the people truly running the Biden administration are behind the charges because they are faceless and have no accountability. This is SRN News. An Ohio church revitalizes a baseball diamond.
Nazarene News reports that New Life Church of the Nazarene in the city of Mount Vernon, Ohio, decided to revitalize a local baseball diamond as an act of love towards the community. Located in an area known as South Vernon, Lamb Park dated back to the 1950s. The church eventually negotiated a deal with the property owners to revitalize the baseball diamond. A team of volunteers from the church put new clay on the field, repainted the dugouts, and reseeded the grass. Donations were from both the church and community leaders. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America launches the She Prays, She Votes bus tour. CWA says the bus tour is making stops in 12 key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. They say they want to motivate and activate Christians across the country to vote for men and women who champion their values. This is SRN News. Beijing is telling NATO not to create chaos in Asia. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
China's accused NATO of seeking security at the expense of others and told the alliance not to bring the same chaos to Asia. The statement from a foreign ministry spokesperson comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Lin Jian said at a daily briefing, NATO agitating about China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unreasonable and has sinister motives, adding the bloc's so-called security comes at the cost of security of other countries. China has backed Russia's contention that NATO's expansion poses a threat to Russia. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meanwhile, Chinese military ships are off the coast of Alaska. The Coast Guard says all four were in international waters, but inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone. More at SRNNews.com.